The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Super duper wonderful.
Wonderful.
Part two. Yeah. So everybody joining us right now, this is Wonder Wine episode two.
Wonder Wine.
And of course, that means that we have our special guest. So our first guest, oh, let's listen up. I think she's arriving now.
No, today I arrived in a Jeep.
Prius.
It was a Jeep today.
A Jeep. Okay. Oh, awesome.
Fancy.
Welcome, Megan.
Thanks for having me here. Super excited to be here. Thanks for coming.
We're excited you're here too.
Me too.
Yeah, super excited.
Oh, dear.
That was wow.
Excellent feedback right there.
I'm getting on the spot feedback.
Yeah.
What did I do? Whoa. What's that?
How's it going?
Hi, Mary.
Just back from Pasquarolas.
Cheers.
Why were you not in the wine jet? Why did you come in an Uber?
I came in a Jeep, so, you know, I'm upgraded these days. Uber really likes me because they're familiar with Wine Unicorn.
All right. Good times.
We love that. Oh, wait. What's that now?
Hey. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Oh, happy to be here.
Hey, Coop.
What's crack-a-lacking, Coop?
Beside
that whip with that horse you were crack-a-lacking in here.
I'm here for the wine.
Welcome, Coop.
Yeah, as you
welcome,
should.
Welcome, Coop. You call it so sad Keep today, going. Is it?
Do the whole episode
Swedish.
Like that.
That okay. is Swedish. No, it's Italian. No, everybody knows it. No.
It's an Italian cowboy.
It's Swedish. Victor is being Swedish.
Just a touch of leprechaun. I like it.
Oh, man.
Just a touch of leprechaun.
So, is everybody excited and ready for this second part of Wonder Wine?
Wonder Wine.
A cab episode?
Part do.
Part do.
I totally am.
Part de dos.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's just get to it.
Let's do the do.
Do the do.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You just couldn't help yourself, could you, Carrie? You guys keep saying do. Some feedback. You're not putting your glass on the towel. I'm just telling you.
I know how to put it on the table because I'm a professional.
I could hear it. Okay.
So anyways, I'm Victor.
Hi. And I'm Carrie.
And I have over 15 years of wine tasting and discovery experience in the beautiful, magical region of Paso Robles, California.
And I'm a sophisticated lady.
That knows how to put her wine glasses down. And we're Wine Unicorn! Together, we combine our powers and bring you the best of
wine, food, and TV.
And then we have
Megan, who just took a sip of the wine and is laughing at Carrie. Because I gave her some feedback.
And Megan, tell us a little bit about your wine history, besides the fact that we know you love rosé.
She does?
Really? I love rosé.
I never heard
I didn't know that.
So I just love wine. I've been drinking wine since
she was 12.
You're close. But I really didn't get super into wine until I was in my 20s. So, you know, I've got a good, like, decade of experience. Paso is one of my favorites. Thank you.
And Larry, tell us about you. Let's just remind our people a little bit about your wine background.
I've been tasting wine a long time. I like wine. I like Paso Robles. Did I say I like wine?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I like wine.
Oh, okay.
Are you a wine fan?
Cheers.
I'm a wine fan.
What do you like about wine?
It tastes good.
And you don't go for long walks after you've had a lot of wine?
Oh, that was another story.
Okay.
That was something else. That was moonshine.
All right. Speaking of moonshine, Cooper!
Hello!
Tell us a little bit about your wine experience.
I like wine a lot. Paso Robles is one of my favorite places ever. And I like the wine that comes out of there. So I'm excited about it.
Don't be too excited, Cooper.
I mean, I'm really excited.
You're really, like, containing all your excitement, and it's really, like...
I bottled it up.
I can just feel that energy.
It's bottled up like a nice wine. Mm-hmm.
Just pull out the cork and let it go.
Okay.
Just release it.
Right. It's like a bottle of champagne. You just go... You know.
Okay, everyone, we have 5 different palettes, 4 different wines. Here we go. What time is it?
Unicorn's gonna bring it to you.
A wine unicorn, wine unicorn.
Wine unicorn.
All right, everyone, here we go. It's wine number one of Wonder Wine.
Wonder Wine.
Wine number one.
Wine number one. You're so right, Carrie.
Yep.
Thank you for being back and helping correct me.
You're welcome.
Somebody has to keep me on track.
Yes.
Yeah, me and Lee
definitely
true.
Don't do that.
So, Carrie, who's our first entry into this competition?
Number one of this episode is Velicana Estate Grown Cabernet. It's a 2016. It's a Cabernet. It's a Cabernet. And it's $40.
Hey, Carrie.
Is Cabernet.
This is a Cabernet Sauvignon, Carrie.
No, this is a Cabernet.
Just a cab.
Cab.
It's just a cab.
Just a cab.
Just like
cab.
When you get out of the airport and then they have that cab line, it's just a cab.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And how much is this?
$40.
$40?
That can't just be just a cab.
Can you tell us a little bit about the winery?
Velicana. Alex and Monica Velicana. It's a family-owned and operated winery, and they produce about 2,000 cases per year.
2,000 cases of yummy.
Well, we'll see.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
There's only one way.
Don't jump the gun.
TBD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2,000 cases of yummy.
We wonder. All right, let's get right to this.
Okay.
So it is Velicana 2016 estate grown Cabernet.
Cabernet, it's a Cabernet.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Is it a cab? No, we're having rosé. No, it's a cab.
Megan got so excited for that.
She's like, I know.
She's like, oh my God.
It's a surprise.
It's a rosé competition, Megan.
Oh my God, her dream come true.
Didn't we just have
one of
those? I was
going to say that. That was literally like something we just did.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that covers everything, right? Blah, blah, blah. Retail, price, varietal.
It's not blah, blah, blah. It's all very important.
I mean, important
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Here we go.
The color.
Carrie, the color.
I said purple, dense fog.
And Megan?
I said garnet and a light fog.
Oh, and Leary.
I said purple and a light fog. We can cheers to that.
Good job, guys.
Oh, yay.
And go ahead, Cooper.
I said ruby and hazy.
And I said deep ruby and dense fog.
Hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Larry.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The overall smell and intensity.
I thought it was noticeable and average.
I said it was inviting and alluring and average.
And Leary?
I said it was inviting and alluring and strong.
Cooper?
I said it was inviting, alluring, and strong.
Yay!
Whoa!
And I said it was aromatic and average.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. We could cheers to average, Victor, if you want to.
Who got average?
All three.
The aromas detected.
I got cassis and cherry.
Wow, you got a lot, Carrie. I got boysenberry.
Shady.
She got boysenberry.
I think the shade's getting to you right now.
I guess. I got boysenberry, currant, vanilla, black pepper, toast, and mushrooms.
And the smell?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Did you snort this one?
I sure did not.
Okay.
I have a very sophisticated sniffer.
Mm-hmm. That's why she calls it a sniffer.
Yeah. That's what the sophisticates call it.
Super sniffer.
Sniffer. Don't be jelly.
Did you smell that too?
Right? And Larry.
I only got a few too. Lacari, pepper, cassis, and cherry. That's it.
And go ahead, Cooper.
I said cherry and great because I really liked it.
Okay.
You went, what, huh?
Cherry and great. Okay.
Great.
I think that that's probably cassis.
Cherry and great.
Okay. And
cherry and enjoyable. I liked it. I like the cherry that's in it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Great is a smell. How does it smell? It smells great.
Oh, got it.
Oh my god. Hey, have some more big pours, Larry. Okay, we've only got four wines to do.
Just because I was pouring on my half of the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I got cherry, pepper, and cinnamon.
Huh. Oh, interesting.
Okay. The flavors.
Bellicana, estate grown, Cabernet Sauvignon. It's 2016. Plum, prunes, toast, potting soil.
And your acidity?
Soft, smooth.
Dryness and sweetness?
In between.
And your overall taste?
Ordinary.
And go ahead, Megan.
So for my overall flavors, I got cherry, boysenberry, cassis or currant, date, fig. It's kind of like on the fence with that one. Toast and cloves. And for my acidity, I got mouthwatering. For my dryness and sweetness, I said it was in between. And my overall taste, I gave it good.
And Larry?
I got cherry, licorice, and in the finish, I got cloves. And then for the acidity, I got soft and smooth. For the dryness and sweetness, I got in between. And for the overall taste, I got very good.
And go ahead, Cooper.
I got cherry, blackberry, leather, acidity was soft and smooth, in between dry and sweet. And I said it was very good.
And I got cherry. So much cherry. I actually put a note that said so much. So much cherry, smoke, and cloves for my flavors. My acidity, I thought it was mouth-watering, and it put an arrow all the way to very tart, like lemonade. And then my dryness and sweetness was, I put between dry and semi-dry. And my overall taste, I thought it was very good.
So three of us said cloves. Can we cheers to that?
No.
Just to
cheers, Larry. Cheers. Oh, cheers. I said close. Yeah.
The finish. The length of time that the flavors last in your mouth.
I said lingering 30 to 45 seconds.
Megan?
I said long, 45 seconds to a minute.
And Larry, the finish?
Long, 45 seconds to a minute.
And Cooper?
Average 20 to 30 seconds.
And I said long 45 seconds to a minute.
Yay! Yay! Cheers!
Woo! That's all three of us. Oh. Sorry, Carrie.
Oh!
You just gave me such a dirty look.
I showed it.
You showed it. Wait. I caught it.
So kind of like, mean.
I didn't even see him give you that look, but I felt it, okay? I was like, what just happened?
Wow. I think I just got broken into a million pieces by his eyes.
I believe that.
The balance.
Proportional.
Megan?
Nice and good.
Larry?
I give it harmonious.
Cooper?
Nice and good.
And I said, between nice and good and harmonious.
The complexity.
carry complexity.
I said slightly, but not exciting.
And Megan?
I gave it meh. I'm in between the roller coaster.
And Larry?
I gave it moderate.
Go ahead, Cooper.
I called it a roller coaster.
And I said moderate.
So what does that mean here?
It means...
We're all over the place.
We're kind of all over the place. Yeah.
I feel like with this one,
we're all on a roller coaster. And it's this wine.
We're doing some cheers, but it's really all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay, wine vision, story time.
Wine vision, story time.
I was just going to say this wine reminds me of a quiet ride in an Uber on my way here to record. You know, because sometimes I have the talkative ones.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I just have like the weird ones. This one is just like a really nice, peaceful, like I stick my wireless headphones in and I'm just enjoying my way to come and record at Wine Unicorn. I'm centering myself. It's kind of like meditation.
Can't you request them to be quiet now on Uber rides?
I don't know.
I think you can.
Yeah.
Like on the app, because I've literally told them, like, I need some peace and quiet.
I think you can do it on the app now, but you could do it to their face too if you
want. I mean,
well, I say it nicely.
And I only bring this up because on my way over here, this Uber driver, he kept trying to start a conversation with me, and I was just kind of like, and I'm just on my phone, just wanting to like center myself before I come hang out with my Wine Unicorn crew. Yeah. I watched amazing episodes of Stranger Things, you know. That's it.
Nice.
All right. Does anybody else have a story? No?
Sure do.
Okay. Oh, wait. Cooper?
You know, I just wrote some notes because I really like the leather flavor in this, and it reminded me of... I wrote Boot Barn. I don't know if you'll relate to that.
Oh, yes.
But when you because they have all the leather boots in there, so you smell all the leather in there. That's what this reminded me of, which I really enjoy.
I like that story.
All right.
Short and sweet.
Thank you.
Victor, do you have a story?
I do not. So let's go ahead and move on to total assessment.
Yay.
Total assessment.
Bellicana, estate grown Cabernet Sauvignon. It's 2016.
Total assessment, Carrie.
I said that I would drink it at a wedding. I said I would recommend it to everybody, but... only if you're at a wedding.
Great. I love that answer. I really do love that
it's
answer.
It's kind of like Victor when it's Pinot Noir and Pinot Noir. That's kind of what I'm getting right now from you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm getting, with my total assessment, beginner to intermediate, just because it's easy drinking.
And Larry?
I highly recommend it, and to everybody.
Why?
Because that's it. That's good. Because I recommend it to everybody. I don't know why.
Okay.
I forgot that I'm supposed to have an explanation.
Period. Just
well, sometimes. Sometimes you don't have to.
No. I think this, for me, this is honestly, this is just one of those ones that I just recommend to everybody. And I don't really have a particular reason for it. That's it.
I appreciate that, Larry.
And Cooper, your total assessment.
Highly recommend. I said beginner and intermediate. It's soft, smooth, and easy to drink. Really enjoyable.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
That was better than my explanation.
No, yours was perfect.
No, mine wasn't, according to Victor.
Feedback.
So make sure that you title the name of this one.
Feedback.
Feedback. Wonder why. Feedback.
Episode 2, the feedback episode. And my total assessment, I said that I recommended this to everyone. No, I'm just kidding. I did not say that at all. I said... I recommend this to intermediate and advanced, and the reason for that is because I believe that the tannins and acidity might scare off some beginners.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's my only reason.
Very good assessment, Victor.
Yep, no. Professional.
Oh, Carrie, did you give a TV show?
I said Stranger Things because I think I need to revisit it, and I thought I needed to revisit this wine, but I was wrong.
Okay. But you haven't revisited Stranger Things yet. So
I'm still going to revisit that.
Okay.
But I also didn't think of more shows for some of the other ones. So there's going to be more feedback coming. Okay. This is all I have.
And this one is also Stranger Things.
No, this one's feedback.
Wine Uniscore.
Wine Uniscore, Carrie.
I gave it 4 unicorns.
Gasp!
Oh my god. I thought my
get used to it. this gonna happen again.
Wonder Blade.
Was that the shape? Was that the shape?
I didn't break it, though.
Was that
if
the shape?
If you break these glasses.
But I knew not to break it. I knew that I had to go in with the Sun Wayne. But I didn't break it. I was acting like I was going to cut it.
Even Megan got scared, okay? And she's like,
he's getting
is it okay tough. For me?
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
Okay.
No, I don't want you to get cut. No, there, it's not.
Victor, it's fine.
No, it's not fine. It's broken.
Oh, I did break it.
Oh my gosh, you did. Oh my god, how funny. God.
Now I'm really getting feedback.
Yeah, now you're...
Now you're really cutting a bitch.
Well, I thought you broke that glass like 3 times already tonight, so...
Probably. I will grab another one in a bit. Sorry.
For real, though, I have really another like 4, so maybe get him a couple glasses, because he's probably going to have to break more things.
Okay.
He was being very aggressive.
Wait, who's next?
So, Carrie's score was super aggressive.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Aaron's upset.
My wine uniscore is 7 full-size unicorns and 2 baby unicorns that frolic in the woods.
And go ahead, Larry.
Well, I can't break any more glasses, but mine is 9.
Minus 9. He gave it -9. All right. And go.
A flat 9.
Full-size unicorns.
Yes, full-size unicorns.
To clarify, unicorns. 9 times.
9 full-size unicorns.
Okay. And go ahead, Cooper.
Yikes. I gave it 9 and 7 babies.
Ooh. Okay, so he liked it. Mm-hmm.
Carrie and I will not be going to the same weddings.
Or maybe you are. You just don't like the same wine.
I guess that makes sense.
It happens.
And
Victor?
I gave this 8 unicorns and 2 baby unicorns.
Oh. Were they frolicking somewhere?
They're twins.
Were they frolicking on the beach?
They're kind of taking naps.
Oh, okay. They're napping unicorns.
They're napping unicorns. Baby unicorns.
Aww.
Okay, well,
Larry, maybe you should go get a new glass since you broke yours.
Oh,
yeah. All right, everybody, that was our first wine. Time for wine number 2. Woo!
And now it's time for wine. Time for wine.
Wine number 2.
Deuce.
Do.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Carrie, what are we drinking? Who is our next competitor?
The next one is Opolo, and it's a 2016, and it's a Cabernet.
Another Cabernet Sauvignon?
Yes.
What?
No way.
I know.
Is that what we're...
Is it a Sangiovese? No, it's not a Sangiovese.
I can't even go again. I have nothing.
Okay, Carrie, so let's go get back on track. Go.
Oh, let's not. It's 2016, it's $36, and neighbors Rick Quinn and Dave Nichols and their love of wine inspired them to buy vineyards and start Opolo. That's a good set of friends.
They also sell sausage there, which is really good.
Yeah, and that's another reason to go.
Great. Wine in a sausage fest. It's awesome.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah.
Sausage fest, I'm there.
It sounds like coming
like
over here.
It's like the perfect combination.
All right. So that's it. We don't have anything else going on, right? No more fun facts on this, right?
I don't have any more. No, the sausage is really good there.
They were neighbors. That's a fun fact right there.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Let's get into this. Opolo Cabernet Sauvignon 2016.
The color.
I said ruby and light fog.
And Megan.
I said mahogany and light fog.
And Larry.
I said ruby and dense fog.
And Cooper.
I said ruby and storm clouds.
And Victor. I said ruby and hazy.
Yeah, we're kind of all over.
I know.
Oh, there was a bunch of ruby in there.
I think we should cheers.
Yep.
Yeah. Cheers to the ruby.
We just don't know whether.
The overall smell and intensity.
All right, the smell, Carrie, go.
I thought it was highly aromatic and strong.
And go ahead, Megan.
I thought it was pleasant and nice and light.
Larry?
I said highly aromatic and powerful.
Go ahead, Cooper.
I said aromatic and strong.
And I said...
What did you say, Victor?
I said highly pleasant, inviting, alluring, and aromatic.
Did you really?
That's
what?
light everything struck.
You didn't circle anything, did you?
Did he really
circle
everything?
What are you doing? Everything. What?
Oh, hello. He really did.
You're supposed to lead us. You're supposed to be our fearless leader.
This made sense earlier that's before I had wine.
Hey, he talks about us breaking the rules.
He's breaking. No wonder it was taking you so long. You're circling everything.
Breaking the rules.
Cheers for breaking the rules.
Is a highly aromatic, pleasant, and inviting and alluring wine that has an intensity that I felt kind of was between light and strong at different times. I don't know. I smelled it and...
You sound very confused.
It was a confusing smell.
Yeah.
The aromas detected.
I said boysenberry, oak, black pepper, and caramel.
And go ahead, Megan.
That's my sniffer.
Anise, plum, vanilla, mushrooms, and blackberry.
Leary.
Pepper, subtle cherry, and possibly smoke.
All right. And go ahead, Cooper.
Blackberry, tobacco, oak, and cinnamon.
All right. And I got cherry and fig for my aromas. That's it. That's all I put down.
Wow. We really
circled a lot more.
And I got wine for my smell. I see you tomorrow.
I feel like I may have stopped writing things down.
So it's only going to get better for Victor.
Really? Maui was yelling at us about something.
Oh, it's not yelling. It's feedback, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? That's right. I was giving so much feedback that I kept losing
he
track.
He neglected.
I think he was working on our write-ups.
The flavors.
Opolo, Cabernet Sauvignon, 2016. Flavors, Carrie, go.
It was really hard to tell.
Because you only had like a splash.
Because I had not a lot to work with.
She got a drop.
But I had a raspberry, caramel, vanilla, potting soil, and cocoa.
Just one raspberry?
Raspberry. You have raspberry written. Raspberry. It doesn't say raspberries. It doesn't say strawberries. It doesn't say pomegranates. It doesn't say cranberries. It doesn't say smokes.
It did barely serve you, so it would be
like one.
Singular.
Yeah.
I smelled one mushroom and one grain of cinnamon.
Okay, and your acidity, Carrie?
I don't know. It's mouth-watering, obviously.
What about your dryness and sweetness?
In between.
And your overall taste?
Outstanding.
All right, and go ahead, Megan.
So the flavors I detected was pomegranate, cassis or currant, plum, caramel, anise, black pepper, toast, vanilla, cocoa, and mushroom. My overall acidity was smooth and soft. My dryness and sweetness was semi-sweet. And my overall taste was outstanding.
And Larry, go ahead.
Oh.
Yes, Victor, I got cherry, blueberry, and in the finish, I actually got a mixture of toast and vanilla. It was good.
So did I. I really liked it. And toast.
So did I.
And toast.
How about your Coop?
Cooper, go ahead.
I got blackberry, raspberry, cinnamon, and spices unknown. I just needed spice there, but I don't know what it was.
But Larry,
yeah,
Larry, you didn't talk about your acidity, sweetness, and overall taste.
My bad. Okay. So for my acidity, I got mouth-watering. For my dryness and sweetness, I got semi-dry. And for my overall taste, I got outstanding.
I just got points. All the feedback that I was going to get, I just went out the window.
All the glass that got shattered on me got turned into a warm, sunny ray of sunshine on her.
Okay, and Cooper, go ahead.
For acidity.
My acidity was mouth-watering, dry sweetness, semi-dry, overall taste very good.
All right, and I got cherry, strawberry, blueberry, I got toast, and that delicious vanilla. Actually, that vanilla was so good in there.
Yeah.
Two vanilla.
And I got anise, cocoa, and leather. My acidity was smooth and mouth-watering. My dryness and sweetness was in between, and I thought it was very good overall.
I think we should all cheers.
Cheers to vanilla.
The vanilla was fantastic.
The finish. The length of time that the flavors last in your mouth.
I thought it was lingering 30 to 45 seconds.
Megan.
Linger. Long 45 seconds to a minute.
Larry.
I give it everlasting. 1 minute plus.
Cooper.
Lingering 30 to 45 seconds.
And I said long 45 seconds to a minute.
Cheers, Victor.
Cheers.
Can I sing the lingering song or the linger song?
Ready, go.
R.I.P. Dolores. R.I.P. Dolores.
Okay. What's the song, though?
The ballad. You're so good.
Oh my God. Getting it. Oh my
God. Damn.
The balance.
The balance, Carrie, go.
Perfect.
Megan.
Perfect.
Woo!
Harmonious.
Cooper.
You just broke it.
Nice and good.
Oh. You just really broke
perfect.
It.
Perfect. I said perfect.
What? Oh,
cheers. Dang.
Woo! The complexity.
I thought it was an unsolvable mystery of fun, but really it was just a fun.
All right.
I have some feedback for you, Victor.
Oh, dear.
Here we go. We really need something in between a meh, moderate, and roller coaster of ride.
I agree with that.
And so we've all said that. We've all deemed it a meh roller coaster or a meemaw. So that's what I give it.
Meemaw on a roller coaster.
So I guess I give it a 6.5.
You know what?
So that should be the other option, a 6.5.
Yeah, if you can't describe it, give it the number.
It's kind of like the earthquake that happened a couple days ago. Because I think it was a 6.4.
Yeah.
So I'm giving it a 6.5.
Perfect.
Thank you. Next, Larry.
You know what? I will happily accept that. All right, go ahead, Larry.
I agree with Megan because... So I gave it, yes, it's a roller coaster, but I didn't really know if it, like, should fall under there. But I just put a little note saying, lots of excitement for this particular wine. So, again, like a roller coaster, lots of fun. But to me, really, a roller coaster is, like, all over the place. But I don't know. There does need to be an in-between.
Like a tilt-a-whirl? I mean, what?
It's kind of like the teacup ride at Disneyland.
Yeah, because I didn't know how to explain it. So
makes me want to puke.
I said it should be like a speeding car on the freeway. Like,
I like that. Speeding car.
Like, it's not out of control. It's like you're going and it's good.
So you're going like 90, 95?
Yeah.
But it's still lots of fun.
Okay, so everybody that agrees that it should be a speeding car on the freeway for the in-between between moderate and roller coaster.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Can you please approve the change, Carrie?
Change approved.
Excellent.
Yay. 6.5.
Complexity. We were still...
Oh, wait, did we
do
Cooper? No, but we didn't do Cooper.
I have not said mine, though.
Okay, go ahead and say your...
Yes, it's a roller coaster. That's it.
And I said it is an unsolvable mystery of fun, but I also circled fun separately because I thought it was just kind of fun. It's Wine Vision story time.
Wine Vision story time.
So, for me, I love Opalo, and I love their reds. I mean, really, I think that's what they're known for is their reds. And I love their sausage there. So to me, this is like my go-to red for like a bolognese. Like I could cook with this and drink it at the same time. Like I pour a little bit of my sauce, and then I put a little bit in my mouth, I pour a little bit of my sauce, I pour a little bit in my mouth.
Don't like it.
What are you putting in your mouth, the sausage or the wine?
Both.
This is a family.
Oh, really? This is a family show? Really? Thank you. I don't think so.
I actually couldn't think of the thing. I'm like, this is a family. And what am I?
A family repellent?
Hi, Mom. Good thing you only listened to the first 5 minutes.
She just wants to hear her daughter's voice.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a little... It's not really a story, but this wine. This is the kind of wine that I will pour in a sippy cup and go for a walk in the neighborhood for a quick game of Wine and Spy.
Wine and Spy?
Yeah, Wine and Spy.
Okay. Anything with wine and sippy cups is amazing.
Yeah.
I can appreciate
and
that.
And spying.
And spying.
It's so fun.
Well, that's really just observing. Okay, that's really observing.
I know, but if you call it Wine and Spy, it's so much more fun.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
But we don't want people to think that
you're just
like,
people watching.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to clarify these things.
No, Wine and Spy.
Yeah.
Peeping Tommy, being peep Tommy. Okay.
Tommy peeping.
Yeah. Oh. Anyways, that's my little walking wine.
Nice.
Total assessment.
Opalo Cabernet Sauvignon 2016.
I said I highly recommend it and to everybody.
And why?
Because it's delicious.
And Megan?
I would have to agree with Carrie, which is really scary.
Yeah.
So I would recommend it to everyone because I think no matter your experience with wine and no matter your palate of wine, anybody can enjoy this Cabernet Sauvignon. Right. And it's not a Sangiovese.
Damn.
And go ahead, Larry.
I gave it highly recommend, and to everybody, I don't know, I just really enjoyed this particular Cabernet Sauvignon. This one really stood out for me. So, to everybody. How about you, Cooper?
I said I highly recommend, and for intermediate, just because I liked it.
Okay, that's good.
We're all about giving reasons here.
Yeah, this is great. We are professionals.
I said it was delicious.
Yeah. For my total assessment, I said that I highly recommend this, and to everybody, use it to stroll around.
That's use it to spy on your neighbors and steal their stuff.
That'd be a creep.
So, hold on 1 second. Oh, wait, Carrie, hold on, Carrie.
What's going on here? I'm
not sure what's happening.
We're cheersing. Cheers!
Cheers!
To everybody!
Careful, Larry, don't break it.
Carrie, your TV show.
I don't know if I said this show before, but I said Pose because it's a great show, and I love it, and I love this wine.
Oh, I'm going to see that show.
It's so good.
The commercials look really good.
It's amazing. I recommend Pose.
Pose.
She hasn't done us wrong yet on the show.
She hasn't.
Wine Uniscore.
Wine Uniscore, Carrie. How many unicorns?
I gave it 9 unicorns.
Whoa.
Whoa, that's pretty high for Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And go ahead, Megan.
I gave it 10 unicorns.
What?
Yeah. What?
This is our first 10 so far.
Let it be me with my wine unicorn shirt on.
She's in theme.
Always. For
you
every occasion.
Are. You do.
Larry, how many unicorns?
I gave it 9 full unicorns and 8 baby unicorns.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's pretty close.
I really like this wine a lot.
Yeah, wow.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead, Cooper.
I'm sitting next to Victor, and he probably sees me change my score a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. But I settled on 9 and 5 baby unicorns.
So 9 full size and then 5 babies.
Yes.
And I gave this 8 unicorns and 9 baby unicorns.
Bitch.
That's what I had originally.
Wait, did I get the lowest score?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man, and I really like this wine.
Not that much.
So that was our second wine. It's time for wine number 3. Wine time!
And now it's time for wine. Time for wine.
All right, everyone, it's time for wine number 3. So here we go. Carrie, what are we drinking? Who is our next competitor?
It's Dolce Robles.
Well, you're the Italian one.
Dolce Robles. And it's a cab, Bernet. And it's a 2013. And it's $38. Owned by a couple. And I forgot her name. Mary Beth?
Yes, it's Mary Beth.
Jim and Mary Beth. And the journey for their wine started when a high-speed train crashed near their winery, where they were just growing grapes. And Jim went to go help with the cleanup, and they gave him some wine to take home, and he fell in love. And that's how he got into wine.
Is that a true story?
Yeah.
Well, he was growing grapes but not making wine?
Yeah.
And a train crashed?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. So here we go. Dolce Robles, 2013 Cabernet Sauvignon.
$38.
The color.
I said garnet and hazy.
And Megan.
Mahogany and hazy.
And Larry.
I said ruby and dense fog.
And Cooper.
Deep purple and dense fog.
And I said between garnet and mahogany and hazy.
Oh.
Cheers, girls.
Oh.
Did we set dense fog together?
Cheers, dude. Oh, sorry. Mm.
The overall smell and intensity.
Had aromatic and strong. Wow, Carrie, we agree. Aromatic and strong for me as well.
Larry?
This is scary.
I'm going to give it pleasant, and I just circle something else. So I'm going to say pleasant and average.
And go ahead, Cooper.
Pleasant and strong.
And I said aromatic and strong. Cheers.
Wow, there's something in the air.
It's apparently this wine.
The aromas detected.
I have cassis, black pepper, and cinnamon.
And go ahead, Megan.
Date, black pepper, leather, soil, currant, and cherry.
And Larry.
I got pepper, licorice, and randomly I got cocoa in there.
And go ahead, Cooper.
I smelled black pepper and oak.
And I put earth, wind, and fire.
Awesome. Okay.
So you know what earth smells
the band?
Like? How does wind smell?
So general.
Sweat?
Yes.
Okay.
I just figured that the wind was bringing random aromas in me, and it was there was a fire in the distance or something.
Okay, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, but also the band.
Yeah.
After, like, a long, sweaty, you know, performance.
Kind of yeah. Goes. Oh, okay. Awesome.
The flavors.
Dolce Robles, 2013, Cabernet Sauvignon. Carrie, go.
I said raspberry, blackberry, boysenberry.
And the acidity?
I said soft and smooth.
And the dryness and sweetness?
I said in between.
Overall taste?
I put in between ordinary and good.
And go ahead, Megan.
I have boysenberry, raisin, date, toast, cloves, and mushroom. For my overall acidity, I gave it mouthwatering. For dryness and sweetness, I gave it in between. And for overall taste, I gave it good.
And Larry, go ahead.
I'm going to call it what Megan would normally call it, a jammy jam jam. So I got cherry, I got raspberry, and I got strawberry. I got a lot of berries. Or berries. Anyway.
We'll take Aries. Aries counts. Yep.
The acidity, I got very tart, lemonade. And then for my dryness, sweetness, for me it was sweet. And then I got overall taste was good. How about you, Coop?
I got cherry, blackberry, boysenberry. And I did get some, like, sour tart in there as additional flavors.
Okay.
I found it mouthwatering, and I circled very tart lemonade, but I kind of crossed out very, because I don't think it's very tart. I just think it's tart lemonade. Dryness, sweetness in between, and I think it was also in between good and very good.
Very, so we need to make up another thing.
Very goodish. No, you don't. It's
goodish.
Okay, for my flavors, I got pomegranate, I got blueberry, smoke, black pepper, leather, mushroom, and potting soil. And my acidity was sharp. I thought it was semi-dry, and my overall taste was good.
The finish. The length of time that the flavors last in your mouth.
I said lingering 30 to 45 seconds.
Megan?
Lingering 30 to 45 seconds.
Larry?
Finally, I'm on this side of the table. Lingering 30 to 45 seconds.
And go ahead, Cooper.
Lingering 30 to 45
seconds. Oh, 4 out of 5 so far.
And I said lingering 30 to 45
seconds.
Our first official Big Time Reel. And cheers.
Officially, officially, mm-hmm. Official. Mm-hmm.
The balance.
I thought it was slightly off.
Megan?
I put harmonious.
And Larry?
I gave it nice.
Cooper?
I said harmonious.
And I said good.
The complexity.
I said slightly but not exciting.
And go ahead, Megan.
Meh.
And Larry?
Unsolvable mystery of fun.
And go ahead, Cooper.
I said this would be the 6.5, the moderate coaster.
No, the race car.
Race car. They're driving fast on the freeway. What was it? The fast car.
Damn it.
You're driving like 90, 95 on the freeway.
I'm sorry.
And I circled, yes, it's a roller coaster ride, but it's driving fast on the freeway.
I can see it.
Wine vision story time.
Wine vision story time.
So this just reminds me of drinking like your typical Chianti and having like spaghetti. That's basically it. And it's kind of like you're just going to have some like table wine with some like, eh.
Yeah,
spaghetti.
Like,
that's
I get it. It's like good
perfect.
Table wine.
Nailed it. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's just how I feel about it. It's not that it's not bad.
No.
But it's not that it's that amazing. It's just kind of like a meh. It's a meh wine with a meh meal, and it's just kind of like it's like a Wednesday meal.
Perfect.
And go ahead, Larry. What about? Oh, wait, Larry.
No,
you don't have. You're not at the winery.
No, I told you that was here this time.
Actually, I do have. I do have a story.
Oh God, it's kind of scary.
So here we go.
Is it Halloween?
I'm there.
Are you there already?
I've been transported
through the fog.
I don't know where I am, but I'm with you.
So this is
November.
This is more of like a. What this wine is perfect for. So this wine for me is perfect for a barbecue for all your party friends who just want to have fun.
So kind of like a table wine.
Yeah.
With some spaghetti.
Yeah.
Except it's a barbecue.
You're barbecuing spaghetti.
Have you had barbecue spaghetti though?
Yeah.
No, so I don't think good. I want to have barbecue so spaghetti. Good.
That's so gross. That does sound gross.
Ew.
Sounds super gross.
Do you make the pasta in a cast iron skillet? How do you
on the grill?
It's hard to fall through sometimes. It's just like a
noodle. I think you make the pasta with Play-Doh.
Total assessment.
Doce Robles, 2013 Cabernet Sauvignon.
I said I would recommend it, but only to beginners.
Okay. And why?
Because it's basic.
Okay.
Me and Carrie agree. This, I agree to beginners because beginners will enjoy this. Yeah, thank you.
And Larry?
I recommend it and for beginners. And why? Because it's all right, but that's it. Doesn't really need to be more than that.
And go ahead, Cooper.
I have circled here, recommend for beginners.
Oh,
my gosh.
And why?
Why is because I like beer tasting a lot also. And it reminds me of like a sour beer. So I think for beginners that are not into wine, this is a good step to get into it.
Oh,
great. That's a great explanation.
Like I'm sounding like a professional on a show. That
maybe like on not
wine.
This show. Yeah. You're too smart for us.
Yeah, welcome to our show. This is not how we talk to our listeners.
Victor,
that was good.
There's a lot of pressure on you right now.
Why?
Because we have four out of the five so far.
That's true.
Are you going to be the five out of five? Are you going to bring it home? Probably not.
Probably not.
He probably wrote nothing.
I said that I would...
Drovo, please.
Not only not recommend it...
Not recommend
it? Oh, you're not
going to recommend it. No, I said I would not recommend it. Okay. So I would recommend this.
Oh.
I recommend this to beginners.
Did you put that in?
Damn!
I recommend this to beginners.
Damn it, I think.
Hurry up, Coop.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I can't stop drinking.
Watch the glass.
Awesome. This is my favorite one, and she doesn't like it, so I'm going to drink it all.
So I recommend this to beginners and anyone who wants to have a good time and not be so pretentious about their wine drinking.
There you go. What better way to go?
Wine Uniscore.
Carrie, how many unicorns?
Three.
Oh my god.
Told you.
She goes hard.
She's like 4 to 3.
Whoa.
Ooh. I gave her a glass.
Just broke another glass. Come on.
Okay.
I don't think he will on this one.
And go ahead, Megan.
But what about Carrie's show? I said Ink Master because...
What's Ink Master?
It's like a tattoo game show, and it's really, like, they get terrible tattoos. And
it's like
just
Top Chef, but
entertaining
for
to
tattoo
me.
Artists.
Okay, you can sort of see that. How many unicorns, Megan?
Six full-size unicorns and 8 baby unicorns that frolic at the beach.
And Larry?
7 full unicorns, 5 baby unicorns.
Okay, come on. 8.
Go ahead,
8
Cooper.
Wow.
Full unicorns and 3 baby unicorns.
All right. And I give this...
Carrie's like, no.
8 full-size unicorns and 1 baby unicorn. Because it's a perfect anytime wine. I don't have to think about this. All right. That was our third wine from Wonder Wine. Wonder Wine.
Wonder Wine.
What time is it now?
Wine
time.
And now it's time for wine. Time for wine.
It's our final wine.
Carrie, what are
it's
we drinking?
It's our final wine.
Carrie, it's our final wine. What
it's
are we fucking drinking?
It's our final wine.
Whalebone.
It's our final wine.
Whalebone.
It's our final wine. It's our final wine.
Is it our final wine?
It's our final wine.
Are you sure?
Hey, which wine is this?
It's our final wine.
What's it called, Carrie?
It's our final wine.
Whale bowl.
It's our final wine.
Carrie, what's it called?
Whale bowl.
Wine number four.
Carrie, what's it called?
Whale bowl.
Carrie, what's
it
called?
No.
No.
We have to stop doing this wine.
No. No, we're not. We're not going down that road. We're not going down that road because that
he remembers it.
You're speaking whale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank you to both.
Okay, so Carrie, what are we drinking for our final wine?
Wine. Is it wine?
We are drinking wine. What does it smell like?
It's Cabernet. It's Cabernet. It's a 2016. It's $38 also. And it's whalebone. And it's Robert and Jana Lynn.
Amanda calls them Papa. And
well, I can't call them something. Papa because I don't know them that well.
He goes by Bob. No.
Bob. Bob and Jana Lynn.
Jana Lynn, I think, is right.
And you should go to their tasting room because you can hang out with Bentley the dog.
The wine is fantastic and Bentley just elevates it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But is this one fantastic?
We'll see.
We don't know. Let's find out. Okay, so here we go. All right, let's get right into it. So this is a 2016 Cabernet Sauvignon by Whalebone Vineyard.
The color.
I have Garnet and Light Fog.
And Megan?
I have in between Garnet and Mahogany, and it's a Light Fog.
Larry?
Deep Purple. Just kidding, Deep Purple.
Please do the whole thing.
No.
Deep Purple and Blackout Condition. Cooper!
Purple, and I said Light Fog, but I also did Dense Fog. It's somewhere in between there. It's foggy.
And Victor.
So I put down Garnet, and I actually put down Clear, but it was a deep Garnet, and I think the center was the part that was giving me a hard time. Anyways, I put down Clear. Garnet and pretty Clear.
You're not wrong.
The overall smell and intensity.
I put inviting, alluring, and I'll just say average for the smell.
And go ahead, Megan.
Inviting and alluring and average.
Larry.
I gave highly aromatic and powerful.
And Cooper?
Inviting, alluring, and strong.
And I gave this aromatic and strong.
The aromas detected.
I got black pepper and cassis.
Go ahead, Megan.
So complex, Carrie. I got cherry, cassis, plum, cloves, tobacco, toast.
For the smell?
And, yes, and prunes.
Oh, her sniffer.
Yes.
And Larry, go ahead.
I got black cherry, pepper, and cassis.
And go ahead, Cooper.
Cherry, oak, and black pepper.
All right. I put wet dirt and fruitcake.
Okay. Awesome.
The good wet dirt?
Huh?
Good wet dirt?
Yeah. No, it's not like gross wet dirt. It smells like dirt after a light rain.
Oh, that doesn't.
Just
sound
not summer. Not like it's been pouring. It's muddy and gross.
So moderate rain. So it's nice and moist. So just no puddles. No puddles.
Just barely moist. Well,
I just needed to clarify.
Like a summer rain, like on the dirt.
That's the clone I get from the Dollar Tree.
Wow. Okay, great.
The flavors.
2016 Cabernet Sauvignon by Whalebone Vineyard.
I got cranberry, pomegranate, plum, leather. What about your acidity? I thought it was mouth-watering, dryness and sweetness. I thought it was semi-dry. Overall taste? Good. All right. So my overall flavors were cherry, fig, plum, toast, vanilla, and mushrooms. My overall acidity was mouth-watering. Dryness and sweetness was semi-sweet. And overall taste was outstanding.
And Larry?
I got cherry, blueberry, boysenberry, and leather. For my acidity, I got mouth-watering. For my dryness and sweetness, I got semi-dry. And then for my overall taste, I got outstanding.
Go ahead, Cooper.
Cherry, oak, boysenberry, ginger, and cherry cola. Acidity, I said soft and smooth. Dry sweetness in between. And overall taste was good.
All right. And I got cherry, caramel, oak, smoke, black pepper, and wet dirt after a rain. My acidity was between mouth-watering and sharp, but more mouth-watering. And I thought it was semi-dry, and my overall taste was very good.
The finish. The length of time that the flavors last in your mouth.
I said average 20 to 30 seconds.
Megan?
Lingering 30 to 45.
Larry?
I kind of lasted a minute plus.
Cooper?
Lingering 30 to 45.
Me and Cooper. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I got lingering 30 to 45.
Woo! OMG. Sorry, Larry. Love you. Dang. Ooh. Guys, you're gonna break so many glasses.
The balance.
I said nice, good.
Megan.
Harmonious.
Larry.
I gave it harmonious.
Okay, Cooper, go ahead.
Proportional. I'll do that one again. I'm okay. Sorry.
No, keep that one. Don't Cooper. Let him boss you around. He doesn't even know your name.
Cooper, go ahead.
Proportional.
Oh, shit. Okay, and my balance was harmonious, unlike this episode. So.
The complexity.
Oh, yes, it's a roller coaster ride. This is like driving 90 to 95 on the freeway. It's like a 6.5. So it's in between a meh and a roller coaster.
All right, Larry.
Roller coaster ride. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Hey, Cooper.
Yay.
I agree with Megan. I did circle moderate, but I think it's more on the 6.5, which would be the fast car range.
And I said it's a roller coaster ride, but I agree with you guys, actually.
Who do you agree
it's
with?
More, it's a 6.5 slash car speeding down the freeway. With Cooper and Megan.
Thank you.
Mine was roller coaster.
I think mine was too. I don't know why I'm choosing.
Oh, okay. You're fun. You want some?
I'm
it's the last wine.
I don't know what's going on anymore. Yep.
Wine vision, story time.
Wine vision, story time.
I got one!
Yay, let's do this.
I think I'm continuing to drive down Vineyard. And then off on the left, I see this wonderful winery up on the top of the hill. So I go up the little dirt road, another dirt road. But it's really nice. It's just a beautiful winery up at the top of the hill. It's just in the rolling hills right there. Anyways, I'm driving up. It does look like a bar. I get there, roll up. And, of course, there's always this wonderful dog, Bentley, that's there always to greet everybody. He's such a cute dog. I love that dog. So anyways, I walk in. And then the faces of Wilbone are always there. Amanda, my main girl, her sister Allie, and there is another guy that I am so sorry because I don't remember your name, but I know you helped me the last time I was there, and you're the friend of the brother. But anyways, I feel really bad because I know that I should know your name because I've seen you enough. Anyways, Amanda and Allie, great people, the daughters of Bob.
So we're there.
Yeah,
we're there. And we see these beautiful faces.
Yes.
And what are we experiencing? What's around us? What are we seeing?
First of all, I'm seeing some barrels in the back part of the tasting room on the other side of the wall. I know that I like going there for some big red, and that's what I'm about to get right now.
Yeah. Gum?
Yeah, big red gum.
With big red.
But that's it. That's my story.
All right.
Good times. Good wine.
Total assessment.
2016 Cabernet Sauvignon by Whalebone Vineyard. Total assessment, Carrie.
I said I would highly recommend it, and I think intermediate and advanced, because it took a while to warm up to me, and I think if a baby beginner tried, they wouldn't keep going.
Okay. And Megan?
I would highly recommend this and to everyone, because I feel like everybody can appreciate this wine, and I do really feel like it can go with any meal, no matter what sort of meat you're eating, or if you're not a if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you could appreciate this wine. I mean, Carrie, you love your reds, so do you think that this would pair with everything? Yeah, thank you. That's about it.
Hey.
So I gave it highly recommend. I do have advanced because I do think that palate needs to be a little bit different for this. But then I also went to everybody. I think anybody can enjoy this as well. So I think it just depends. Just going to go between advanced and everybody. I'm going to give both.
And Cooper.
I said recommend plus, so I guess highly recommend. Beginner to everybody, which I guess would be everybody.
That's a broad spectrum.
Yeah, right? I know. It's everybody. Oh, it's everybody. Everybody is. Sorry. Yeah. I do agree with Megan a lot on this because I think it's a straightforward wine. It pairs well with pretty much anything. I think that if you're going to a dinner party and you bring this wine, if you're new with wine, this is going to impress people and they'd be like, oh, damn, that guy knows what he's doing. Because it's a nicer wine. It's not your table wine. People are like, wow, this is a good wine, but it's good for everybody. Mm-hmm. Also, you know what? Cheers. You guys just celebrated 20 years.
Oh, thank you.
Oh. Yeah, and mm-hmm. I've been around for half of that, just so you know.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I like how Carrie's cheering.
I do too.
I can't not to that.
My total assessment. So I recommended this to Advance because I believe that the experience of many different layers that this wine has to offer might be lost on an inexperienced palate. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the only reason. I wish everybody would try it, but I'm scared that if everybody does, the beginners would be like, I don't like wine, me.
What's going to happen to them?
Kay, what's your TV show?
I didn't think of one. I'm so sorry.
Why not?
Because it's been a really long week, and I don't have any TV shows on this week, and I can't think.
You probably should have had more thinking wine today.
Mm-hmm.
You made sure that we didn't have very much of that today, so...
Well, you know, it's because of all the feedback that we've been getting lately.
I'm a little concerned to leave Larry alone tonight when we leave.
Can I go with one of you tonight?
Wine Uniscore.
How many unicorns, Carrie?
I gave it 7.
And Megan?
With my glass.
I gave it 9 full-size unicorns and 5 baby unicorns that frolic at the beach in the summertime.
Very good, very good.
Larry, what about you?
Well, I'm glad it opened because initially I was like, it was tight. It was definitely tight. And
tight like what?
Well, we don't need to go there. But, however... I'm trying to contain myself.
I bet you said that too.
However accurate. I gave this 30 unicorns.
What?
And in Victor's terms, because I cannot give it 30 unicorns, I gave it 10 unicorns.
Whew.
Okay.
Because I will be getting feedback on that as well tonight.
Mm-hmm.
10 unicorns.
Cooper,
what's your uniscore?
Megan, I thought we were going to be cheersing on this one because I gave it 9 unicorns even.
We were
close. But
for my wine uniscore, I gave this 8 full-size unicorns and 3 bouncy clouds. All right, everyone. That was our 4th and final wine.
Yes.
It's time to tally the scores and find out who the winner is of Wonder Wine Episode 2. To go into our finale episode. So here we go. Woo!
Wine Unicorn.
We have our final scores, everyone.
Yep.
Here we go. Woo! Episode 2, the final scores. I have it in my hand right here.
Oh. Sealed.
Yep. Time to open them up. By the way, do we have any guesses?
I'm not sure.
Who's going to be moving on to the next?
I would like Whalebone because...
I think
it's either Whalebone or Opala.
Yeah, Opala. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's between those two for me.
Okay, so here we go. In fourth place for tonight, we have... Who do you think
it is? I don't know.
Dolce Robles?
Yeah.
In fourth place, with a score of 6.7, we have Dolce Robles.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. Come on, seriously, we've given ones and zeros.
Yeah.
Some...
Really?
We really
have.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, then good job,
third
Dolce.
Third place, I'm going to call Villicana.
Yeah.
In third place, we have... Villicana.
Villicana, I liked you, Villicana.
With... a score of 7.6.
I like you, Villicana.
Second place, I'm going to call Whalebone.
In,
I don't know.
Second place.
There's the second place.
Wonder Wine.
Damn, we have. With a score of 8.8. whalebone. Which means
Opalo
wins this week's episode of Wonder Wine with a score of 9.4.
Wonder Wine.
So we have three wines in our final competition.
So we have Opalo.
We have Dunning Vineyards, and we have Serrano Wines.
Oh, that's what you said.
All facing off against each other for Wonder Wine Season 2. That's it, everyone. This was Wonder Wine Episode 2.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Wonder Wine.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Wine Unicorn, and follow us on
Instagram
at
Official
Wine Unicorn. It is.
And if you're still on Facebook, it's just Wine Unicorn.
Yeah, Wine Unicorn on Facebook.
What's the MySpace?
You know what? We should probably we should do a MySpace.
I bet you Tom will be a friend.
Yeah, check us out on MySpace. Check us out in the chat room on AIMS and we'll talk to you about whatever.
Yeah. Follow us on Friendster.
What is it? ASL? And
yeah.
Friendster.
Friendster, that was before.
Send us a letter in the mail.
There you go.
You can send your letters too.
Yes.
P.O. Box.
Care of Wine Unicorn.
Pen Pals.
Orlando, Florida.
Anyways.
No pen pal.
Thank you, Megan.
For what?
Being here.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Cooper.
Okay. Thank you, Victor.
We really appreciate you guys being here and being part of this competition, and we're excited for our finale episode. It's going to be great because we've got three great wines up against each other. So,
bye.
Are we all off on our modes of transportation?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say bye. I'm going to go hop in my Uber.
Bye, Megan!
Bye, bitches! See you next Tuesday, bitch.
The plane is revving up. I gotta go. Peace, y'all.
Bye, Larry.
Bye.
Bye.
Time to saddle up. Get home to my wife.
Bye, Cooper. Safe travels, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Carrie.
Bye.
Right? We're tired. We gotta go.
Yeah.
So, everybody, see you
next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye. Happy Wonder Wine, everyone.
Team Unicorn.
Unicorn's gonna bring it to you.